Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
So, are we rolling? Jody High Roller? Okay.
Jody High... Oh.
Why Riff does that sound to me? Hey, Sophia.
Hi, Zoe.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
This has become our de facto intro, and it's so boring and bad.
It's so stupid.
Okay, anyway.
In studio today, we have our very best friend and chip aficionado.
1, 2, 3.
Maya!
You may remember Maya from a previous episode from the original incarnation of JCDC, where we actually reached her when she was on a very high-profile, low-profile, if you know what I mean by those two things.
Witness protection program.
You were staked out in Paris. I'm doing air quotes.
Thanks.
Paris.
And her name is Maya, air quotes.
Air quotes.
Air
Maya.
Quotes.
Hello.
So, hello. Lovely to be here.
Thank you.
Very
thank
happy. You. No you longer know. Undercover.
Chips. 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 Potato chips. 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 I love the chips.
Anything to do with chips.
Chips, chips, chips. This is an incredible flavor. We've had chips the entire time that we've been alive.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
So, are you undercover still?
No, no.
Okay,
but
so,
Maya but, is just like, I'm just kind of, it's like Seal.
Oh, okay.
So, name. It's just one name. Okay. So, do you want to talk about it at all? Do you want to go there? Or do you want to not go there?
Well, it's kind of like a secret operation, so I'm not like
you're not
technically allowed to go there.
Legally obliged to talk about it.
Right? Yeah, but I'm out of the witness. I really wish you were. So I actually can't talk about it. But I was in Paris, and that's all you need to know.
Our theme today:
breakfast.
Breakfast. Breakfast
Ooh.
Foods.
Do you like breakfast, Maya?
Yeah, I like breakfast.
Is that something you learned when you were in the witness protection program?
Yes, I learned what breakfast was last year when I was living in Paris.
They love their dej.
Yeah,
petit déjeuner. Petit dej.
It's funny how much your fake Paris sounds like real Paris.
What do you mean?
Wait, what are you talking
my
about?
My fake Paris?
Maya lived in Paris.
No, but when you're in the witness protection program, you are in Paris, air quotes, and you're talking about the noisettes and the chocolatines.
Oh,
it's
of funny. Course, of course, right.
It's funny that they mirror each other so much.
Right. I mean, I was, I think it's known that I was in Paris, but anyway, I can't say anymore.
I thought the story was that you were just locked in an attic in Paris and you just couldn't go out.
I was locked in the Tower of London.
But yeah, the one
in Paris.
Paris.
Sorry, yeah. I was locked in the Louvre.
You were locked in the right. Notre Dame Cathedral.
Notre Dame.
Iago? Quasimodo.
Quasimodo.
Do you know where the name breakfast comes from?
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
But tell us.
No, go ahead. Tell me.
Maya, you take this one.
Okay. I think that it's you're breaking the fast of the night.
That's very right. You're breaking your fast.
Thank I was going to say it's another Latin. Thing. But
it's like Latin.
Breakfadamus. No, okay, cutting that for
sure. I wanted to ask you, what's your favorite breakfast to both of you?
Oh, I'm going to say one thing, maybe controversial. Breakfast is my most favorite meal of the day.
I have to go, like...
Did I just blow some chips out of the water?
I think you did, because I don't really know how to respond except to say that I'm on the opposite spectrum.
You hate breakfast.
I enjoy breakfast, but...
You could do without.
sometimes I do without.
Yeah, I'll do that too. But you know what I think is the thing I really like about it? You can go sweet or salty. You can even do both.
That's true.
That's true.
And I like luxury of that.
That is true, because the same can't be really said for dinner.
Well, I'd eat pancakes for dinner, though.
Right, but it's not traditional breakfast food. Dinner I would, pancakes. Too.
But what's your favorite breakfast food?
Like eggs, probably.
Okay, that's really interesting. I want to come back to that.
You know, I get nervous when I have to choose.
Oh, especially... okay, it's oatmeal, probably, or something.
Oh,
okay. If I'm saying what would I most frequently want to eat forever, oatmeal, for sure.
Okay.
Now, if I'm saying what's my favorite... probably oatmeal too.
Oh. Oh my god. Okay, now I'm coming back to you, Maya, because I wanted to really get into this.
What's yours?
Okay, mine is probably eggs also. I eat them almost every day, like an unhealthy amount.
A hard boiled egg though, there's really like it's almost an ecstatic experience for me to eat a hard boiled egg with salt on it.
Hard boiled?
Yeah.
You don't like soft boiled?
No. I hate runny yolks.
Yeah.
Oh.
A hard boiled egg, fresh out of the pot, a little warm. You just peel all the skin off, dip it in like a lot of salt.
Yeah.
I've actually almost what's it called? Ascended. The big O.
The big O. I didn't want to say it on national broadcast. But.
Maya, if I'm not mistaken, you grew up in a household where you didn't have that many eggs.
We do. Ooh, oh, juicy.
Hey! Eggs were scarce. Really,
this is the danger of someone who knows your past. I'm used to being very anonymous because of the witness protection program.
Fails again. We're just trying to poke. We were actually hired by the government.
We were hired by the government to inquire.
To poke holes in the witness protection program.
That's true, because my sister's allergic to eggs. Okay, so we never had eggs.
Okay, you guys, would you rather have breakfast in bed or breakfast at Tiffany's?
Oh my god.
Diamonds.
Diamonds. Is that Devour? Is that Mrs. Devour?
Is that from How to Lose a Guy?
From 10 Things I Hate About...
No, How to Lose a Guy. Yeah.
So, answer the question.
Breakfast in bed.
Breakfast in bed, because what is breakfast at Tiffany's?
It's a patisserie in a little bag, and it sucks.
Wait, what?
What? Hey, it's an actual thing?
No, just have you seen Breakfast at Tiffany's, the movie?
Yeah.
Well, she, like, goes to the window of Tiffany's, and she has, like, a little something or other in a bag and a cup of coffee.
So would I rather stand on a dirty street eating a pastry out of a bag or eat the delicious homemade breakfast in my bed? I wonder.
Okay, here's another one. Fuck, check, or marry, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh.
Marry dinner. No. That's so hard.
Fuck lunch.
Yeah.
Who are you killing then?
Oh, shit. Kill lunch.
Yeah, I think you kill lunch. It's the least
fuck
useful.
Breakfast. Marry dinner.
I'm killing breakfast. I know this goes against what I just said, but I'm killing breakfast, fucking lunch, marrying dinner.
Wow.
Why are you fucking lunch?
Because lunch is like dirty martinis.
What?
You definitely marry dinner because dinner's the romantic.
Exactly.
Obviously.
And also is like there for you every day.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether you eat lunch or breakfast, like, you're gonna have dinner there, you know?
But then both, like, lunch and breakfast are so, like, reliable. It's not that exciting which one you kill or fuck.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I think that you can have, like, these boozy office lunches that are, like, a little sexy.
Where do you work? Drinking dirty martinis.
I work from home alone, by
the way. Sexy office lunch with a dirty martini.
And I do that a lot. It's the only way I can get through my day.
That's so nice. Do you actually have a cocktail?
No!
A breakfast cocktail.
Yeah, I have a breakfast martini every day.
A loaded Caesar with a mini slider on top.
Oh my god. That's so special.
3 hours of your day just spent making this special drink.
Good case, so. I think we should reveal the chips right now.
Yeah, that's exciting.
So our theme is breakfast based on one of the bags, kind of. But Maya went on a trip earlier this year to Japan and collected an entire box load of Japanese chips for us.
Box load.
And sent us in the mail. I think it was like 20 bags or something. It was a lot of bags. The ones we were most excited to try with Maya are Eggs Benedict.
I think that was the weirdest flavor.
Yeah.
Hence why we were excited to try it.
Yeah, and Japan has a crazy chip culture. Which maybe we can ask you a little bit about.
Yeah.
What was the Calbee factory like?
It was wild. It's on Harajuku Street, which is like a really, really busy street. And when I went there, like it was at the end of my trip and I was already really exhausted by crowds and stuff. And I went on like a Saturday. I was like, I have to get these chips. But I got to the top of the street. I was like, I can't go down here. And I, there was like a girl having a seizure on the ground. Like, it was just like an actual nightmare. And
related
I had to like
to
tend.
The chips? No.
No, but just the fact, like, the Calbee store was like, yeah, she was reacting poorly to the chips. No, just, I guess she was just overwhelmed and fainted. But, like, oh, I saw the Calbee store down the way, but there was all of these, like, obstacles in my way, like this pasta. Anyway, it was.
Like this pasta?
This pasta woman.
There was this giant pasta.
There was this huge bowl of pasta. I was like, I can't pass by without eating it. Just, it was just a really intense experience. And then I got to the Calbee
like a
store.
Video game.
It was like a video game, truly. I got there, and it was great. It was really, really packed. You can get, like, fresh chips that they make on the spot, I guess, but there was a huge lineup, so I did not do that. Some of the other Calbee ones I got, like, at just grocery stores and things like that. But I was really kind of taking, like, I didn't expect to encounter exciting chips in Japan. I don't know why. It was very cool. The flavors are unreal. And I tried the butter and honey ones. Which are so delicious.
Yeah.
Those are actually the only chips that I tried while I was there. I was just stockpiling them for you guys.
You haven't tried any of the ones that you've given us? Oh,
no.
I didn't know that.
So Maya's mom is one of the funniest people alive, I'd say.
Yeah, she's hilarious. She's so
very funny.
Wacky. I love everything about your mom. And I think she'd have some good things to say about breakfast.
And I think so, too.
We haven't told her that we're calling.
So let's see. I hope she picks up.
Same.
Do you want me to...
Yeah.
To be like, hey, mom, I'm just doing a podcast with Sophia and Zoe.
Yeah,
that
sounds
they have some
great.
Questions for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Should I hold this like... I'm nervous.
Mommy.
Mommy dearest.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, mom. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I'm with Sophia and Zoe right now.
Hi.
Hi.
We are...
Hi, Sophia.
And Zoe.
Hi, Zoe.
Hi.
We are recording an episode of their podcast.
Yes.
And they have some questions for you. Do you have a minute?
Okay.
Okay.
Why am I feeling nervous?
Don't feel nervous. You're among friends.
Okay.
Erica, what's your favorite chip?
I'm sorry?
What's your favorite chip?
As in... Potato chips?
Yeah.
Miss Vicky's.
Mm. Original?
Yes. Okay, you guys, what have you eaten? What have you smoked? What have you drunk?
What are you talking about? Erica, do you like breakfast?
Yes, I love breakfast.
What is your favorite breakfast meal?
It's crunchy granola.
Mm.
With a few tablespoons of coconut yogurt.
Ooh.
Sliced banana, not too ripe.
Mm.
Raspberries, blueberries, and roasted walnuts.
Wow.
Decadent.
Yeah.
Or I should
say, good, eh?
Multi-layered.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and milk. I put in milk to get the right consistency.
That's important. Regular?
Yeah, very important. No, I use always organic, and
of course.
Could be 1% or 2%.
Mm.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
With Jasmine's egg allergy, did you have to make any breakfast mods, also known as modifications, in your household at any point?
We couldn't put eggs in crepes or pancakes. But that was all. We just didn't have eggs much at breakfast.
But you didn't make eggs for us either.
No.
No.
Are you an egg lover?
I do love eggs. I love chicken eggs.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like quail eggs or any of that kind of exotic egg.
Have you ever had an ostrich egg?
I haven't had an ostrich egg, but I have 3 ostrich egg shells.
Ooh, la, la.
I don't know if that qualifies. That wouldn't work very well as a breakfast.
You haven't eaten an ostrich egg?
No.
I think they're enormous also, which it would be overwhelming.
Yeah. It would be really overwhelming.
It would be overwhelming. Yeah, they're huge.
Too much yolk.
Too much yolk. Oh, God. Oh.
But if you worked at, like, a hotel restaurant, it would be great. You would just, like, crack one egg into a pan and make scrambled eggs out of one egg for, like, 20 people.
That's true.
So.
It's like a Costco egg.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You could do that. Yeah, like a Costco egg.
Yeah. What's a Costco egg? Oh, just a giant egg.
Well, you could call ostriches a Costco egg. Ostrich egg. Poor the animal ostrich. Costco egg, but
you love Costco.
Okay, I don't know what I'm saying anymore.
That's okay. Have you smoked something?
What have you smoked or drunk or taken?
Yes, tell us.
Yes. Well, let's see now. What did I have? I had some water.
Oh.
I also had some lattes today. And I had some tomatoes.
So
plum pie. I made a plum pie.
That sounds very intoxicating.
Oh, the plum pie was very intoxicating. I could hardly drive after I ate that.
Is that a homemade plum pie?
Yes, I made it.
Wow.
And I shared it on the road with my friend Joanne.
Oh,
lucky lady.
Because we're in Toronto.
Oh my gosh, right. I forgot that you were here. We're in Toronto too,
you know that. We could do this in-person interview, you know.
Wow. If only
kidding,
we had
just
known.
Kidding.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Erica, can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any burning questions about chips?
Well, I've kind of always wondered how they get the chips so perfectly thin, always the same size, and how they get them to curl the way they do.
Okay.
So how do they curl chips? That's what I'd like to know, and I'm sure it's not a curling iron.
No.
Great question. No.
Industrial curling irons, probably.
Yeah. You know, like, if you ever have chips, like Pringles chips.
Yeah.
Now, Pringles chips I also like, but they're definitely not my favorite. I prefer the real sort of potato chip.
Yeah.
But whatever Pringles is, it's very good. But the thing that I love about Pringles is that they come in these tall cylindrical boxes, and they are all shaped exactly the same. So you can actually take a little pile of Pringles and eat them one by one, but just sort of sliding them off each other. I love doing that. Now, I don't know if you can imagine what that looks like, feels like, or tastes like, but it's wonderful.
No, that's you painted
it's
it.
It's even better than being high on plum pie.
Wow.
I didn't think
strong words.
Anything was better than being high on plum pie, Mom. Wow. Lovely to hear your voice, Mom.
Well, lovely to hear your voice, too. I'm just wondering what you're doing, really.
Literally just sitting in a room with two microphones for Zoe and Sophia's Chip Podcast.
Okay. I should hear your podcast sometime.
Yeah, you should really listen to it.
Maya will send it to you.
I'll send it to you.
Okay, Maya, you send me the link. That's good.
Okay, yeah. I will.
Okay. Thank you so much for your question, Erica, and for receiving this phone call so graciously.
Oh, it was a great pleasure. Lovely to hear your voice.
You as well.
Oh, good. Hope we can see each other in person one of these days.
I hope so.
Nuit blanche.
Maybe right. Over some eggs. Forbidden eggs.
Maybe over one Costco egg.
Find some ostrich eggs and we'll talk.
Okay, you three wonderful women. Have fun in your recording studio.
Thank you.
What are you doing tonight?
We're going to a comedy show.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Well, while you're at your comedy show, Joanne and I will be meditating.
Okay, well,
enjoy
your meditation.
Just think of us meditating and it'll give you a good laugh.
Okay, we'll do that.
The happy meditators.
Oh, you are the happy meditator?
No, the funny meditators.
Okay, we'll be thinking of you and we will laugh.
I promise.
Okay.
I will think of
you. Okay.
Okay, lots of love.
Love, bye.
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 I'm sorry. Oh my god, I love you, Mom.
Your mom is incredible.
She's weird.
She's so awesome.
Please. We should think about your mom's question, which is, how do chips curl?
Riveting.
Yeah, okay. So the first chip box that we have, which we already talked about, is called Essence Potato.
These ones are yuzu flavored. I know we don't go that deep into the packaging, but this is a box with gold trim. It's like embellished and embossed with this beautiful pattern on top. This is the most elegant presentation of a potato chip I have seen in my entire life.
The next flavor we have is
honey. Oh, yes.
Honey?
I'm so excited to try this.
Is it the butter honey?
Butter honey?
It is, right. Yeah.
Yeah?
There's, and my favorite is just this pile of butter that they're pouring honey onto. It's just, oh God.
It, all these are Calbee brand, right?
Yeah.
Are all them? Or, oh, wait, no, this one's
maybe
not.
Maybe not. Okay. The green box is Calbee.
Green box and honey are Calbee. And the next one we have is Eggs Benedict. Mm. And it's not Calbee. And this is, I'm it's very excited for that. And finally, we have
matcha.
Matcha.
I'm so excited to try these. Can we just open them right now?
Yeah, I absolutely.
What are we opening first?
I think we should open the box first.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Maya, do you want to do the honors?
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my gosh, okay.
Make it kind of.
Oh, that's what I was going to mention earlier. Okay, so when I was trying to research breakfast, I came across that.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Calbee, I'm pretty sure, tried to go into doing a line of breakfast chips.
Ooh. Oh.
And so they made, like, peach flavor and banana flavor.
What?
Whoa. So it was, like, fruit chips.
But it was that you still were potatoes.
Still potatoes, but it was supposed fruit. To be, like, no. And it was supposed to be, like, an accoutrement when you have, like, oatmeal and stuff. I don't think in it, but, like, on the side.
Whoa.
But they were very unpopular, and I don't know if they're making them anymore.
I mean, unsurprisingly, like, do you want to eat chips with your oatmeal?
No.
No, and also, would a breakfast chip ever work?
Oh my god!
Oh, the surprise of the century.
Wow! Okay. Inside the After 8 box,
aka Essence Potato,
is individual packets.
We open it?
If we can.
It smells like a pure essence of potato.
For real.
Wow.
If you dug a potato out of the ground, I think that's what it would smell like.
It smells like essential oils.
Wow. It's so mild.
And chunky. And
it's not even, it's like a puffed potato.
This is not curled at all.
No.
No, these are flat as the earth.
Cheers.
Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa.
It's like foamy and lemony.
It's odd.
I don't know if I like the flavor or not. I can't really tell.
The aftertaste is so citrusy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. But I find them slightly bland.
They're definitely bland. But I like that they have a hint of pepperiness, too.
Yeah, they do. They do have a little kick. And the aftertaste isn't, like, icky or sticky in any way.
No.
It's kind of fresh, maybe because of the citrus.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I want to know more about this yuzu.
Me, too. And there's literally no way
to know more.
Because of the language barrier. But
should we open matcha?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my most excited one. Because I went into this grocery store, and they had this whole array of these matcha chips. And I was like, oh, I'll just grab a bag for Sophie and Zoe. And I was walking down the street, and I was like, who am I kidding? I want some.
Yeah.
I went back, and they were all gone, like, literally two minutes later.
Sold out?
No, I don't know what happened to them. I guess they took them away or something.
What?
And I asked as much as I could, because I don't speak Japanese. This was the only bag that they, like, they couldn't offer me anymore.
God.
They couldn't say where the other ones had gone, so I had
to.
Glad we kept this one for you.
I'm glad, too.
That smells like matcha.
Does it?
Yeah.
They have a sauce on them.
Yeah, these are the wet chips.
Oh, these are wet chips?
Yeah.
They are, huh? Wait, they smell really good.
They smell like really like just like matcha.
These are also not a curled chip.
They're like application of the wet sauce is like perfect stripes.
That's
it is.
And it's like chunky.
Whoa.
It's like a paste, eh?
Yeah.
Eh? Cheers.
Eh?
Cheers, eh?
Cheers, eh? Back to Canada, yeah.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's like a chocolate paste.
Oh my god.
Holy.
Those are 100%
shit.
Sweet.
This is the first sweet chip. No, maybe not the first. But one of the first sweet chips that I've ever liked. Wow.
The matcha flavor is very
distinct.
Yeah. And full, there's no saltiness to it, is there?
It's totally sweet.
Yeah.
It's like a chocolate sauce is drizzled over the chip, but it's not chocolate, it's matcha.
It's like chocolate covered raisins.
Mm-hmm.
But minus the raisin, insert a chip, lighter on the yogurt, is green, and it tastes like matcha.
That.
And otherwise, I'd say identical.
Regardless of all of that, they are quite the same.
Mm. Okay, guys, I want to tell you something. J&D Foods in the U.S. launched bacon-scented underwear.
Okay.
At some point, and I need to read you the tagline.
That is so far.
That's wrong.
That's actually, far. Yeah.
It's not wrong. I shouldn't have said that. It's totally chill if that's what you're into.
Bacon underwear, though? Is anyone into
underwear? I just Googled, because I wanted to check what their slogan was, so I just Googled it, and the autofills are J&D Foods bacon condoms, bacon pillowcase, bacon deodorant, bacon shaving cream, bacon-scented underwear. So obviously this was a line, which is that it's gone too far.
Is it discontinued?
You can still buy it online.
Ew!
Man, it's a bacon strip over the dong. It's so gross.
That's too much.
Okay.
That's like a scratch and sniff. And why would you do that?
Oh, they're Canadian? Canadian?
Wow. Proud to be Canadian.
Canadian bacon, as per usual. I mean, come on. It's really on the nose. Yeah. Would you ever wear scented underwear of any scent?
No! Would you?
Maybe lavender or something. I don't know.
Grandma. Let me get out my lavender-scented panties.
Ew.
Like, what kind of chemicals also have to be present in that for it to maintain its smell? Like, I don't care if you're dripping a couple of drops of essential oil on your groin before you leave. I don't care. Before you leave the house. But let's not, like, that's really gross.
Let's not play games here.
Let's get serious.
Can we open Eggs Benedict?
Yes!
Speaking of scented underwear.
Would you rather have Eggs Benedict scented underwear or Go Commando?
Go Commando.
Go Commando, obviously.
But here's the caveat.
I don't know what you're into.
You're wearing a very short see-through skirt.
You're wearing you're just wearing Saran wrap around your main section.
I think it's going to be a lot to have, like, an egg sauce flavored, like, innards being, like, emitted out of the world.
Keep going. I want this to last for 5 minutes. That's my wish, is that you talk about egg-scented innards for 5 minutes straight.
Okay, the thing about it is egg scented innards. No, I don't, like, you just don't want, like, I just picture, like, egg salad.
Ew!
In your
You just
undies?
Took it to a different level, Sophia.
It's
beyond
eggs.
Bacon
it's
condoms.
Still eggs. And it's an
it's
egg
It's just
sauce.
Eggs, guys! Chill out!
Here's where my wild card comes in. I did mention that I had the big O from hard-boiled eggs. So.
That's true! Oh my god!
Oh my god!
You're
so
using
you would take the Eggs Benedict
no!
underwear.
Well, Saran wrap or Eggs Benedict underwear? Yes, I'd take the Eggs Benedict underwear. Depends on where I have to go. Job interview? I'm not showing up there naked in Saran wrap.
They do have morals.
Hard-boiled egg as a yoni egg.
Okay.
Sorry.
Wait, we need to talk more about yoni eggs.
What are yoni eggs?
Oh my god.
It's like a
they're like a Kegel maker. Okay, sorry, I'm
Kegel
smelling.
Maker.
Just makes Kegels. Just does.
Okay, Eggs Benedict smells not good.
No, it smells pretty bad. It
smells like spicy old stuff.
They're also tortilla chips, which
yeah, interesting choice.
Doesn't win my heart.
For the egg platform.
So, Eggs Benedict, can we remind our listeners what it's all about? It's two, it's not always two, I guess.
It's, can we tell our listeners?
Can we tell our listeners what Eggs Benedict is all about? It's, what is it? Wait, really, what is it?
Have you ever seen such a tiny
These
chip?
Are the
I'm sorry.
Tiniest little tortilla
Eggs Benedict.
Chips.
Eggs.
Ham.
Egg sauce.
Cheers.
And
yeah.
Hollandaise sauce.
Hollandaise.
Have you ever?
I had one extra just for you.
Thank you. Just for me.
Just, come on.
Oh my god.
I love them.
They're so good.
I knew I was going to love these.
Literally 2 minutes ago, these do not smell good. These smell old. These smell really old.
But here's it. Well.
But do they taste like Eggs Benedict? No.
Kind of. You can taste the egg sauce. I think you get a little essence of egg.
Do you have a little horseradish in there?
There's something that's kicking me.
Ooh,
in the balls.
Kicking me in the balls.
Kicking me in the huevos benedictos.
All these are so good.
I know. And they're all so different. Why do we think this was a good idea?
I don't know.
Okay, should we open the honey?
Oh. They smell so good. They smell like the best
I would need
version
to
of a cookie.
We,
If we're going to talk about the big O on this show,
yeah,
I'm going to say.
I actually got a little...
No, don't go there.
Okay. I thought you were doing the symbol of Zorro.
I got a little Zorro Zed when I found those. And you know what I call my O's.
Big Z.
Ew. Okay.
Personalized orgasms.
Zorgasms. Zorgasms.
Oh my god.
Hi, I'm Sophia. Oh no, never mind.
Morgasm? No, no. Morgasm, Zorgasms.
Sorgasm. Oh, that sounds very bad.
Just took another bite of the Benedict. Hard mustard flavor.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. Mustard.
There's the horseradish.
Is there mustard in Benedict?
Yeah.
Okay, also no. I was reading about the history of Eggs Benedict.
Ooh.
Really boring. It's like highly boring. But
make
essentially
it fun.
Okay, but
make it your own. Should we do like a historical reenactment? Okay, yeah. So we know the story. Let's do it.
Okay, you're playing the...
You're Benedicto.
Benedicto, who's the inventor
of
Benedict.
In.
You're the chef. I'm the sous chef.
Okay.
Oh,
no, I'm the bar... I'm the
waiter?
The waiter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I had one too many absinthe whirly, curly whirlies last night. I'm not feeling very good.
Oh, that's a shame, mate.
Oh, we're we're in New York City, 1920. It's perfect.
Okay,
this is
great,
the accent.
Great.
Oh, I just arrived from Oz. I don't know what a curly whirly is, but I'll help you with your hangover.
Have you got any hollandaise sauce and bacon?
Hollandaise? Bacon? Of course we got all that.
Maybe an egg, maybe an English muffin.
You want it scrambled?
No, darling. Poached.
Let me see what I can do. Oi! Chef!
Waiter!
Oh, I've got a man with the curly whirlies out here!
Oh, I've been there before. Cheers, mate.
Oh, he's one. Just a moment. I've forgotten what he ordered. I might have a bit of the curly whirlies myself.
You said.
Oh, sir, what did you want again?
A little bit of hollandaise sauce, some bacon, and not. English muffin and a poached egg, darling.
And a poached egg. All right, thank you. Oi! He said he wanted to fix for his curly whirlies.
Oi, you need grease. You need bacon.
That's what? Bacon. He wants...
What? What else does he want?
I'm the worst waiter in the world. He wants... bacon, he wants a poached egg, he wants hollandaise sauce, I don't even know what that is, and he wants a
English
muffin.
I've never worked as a waiter before, I just want to put that as an aside, I have a really bad memory. Okay.
Can you do that for me?
Oi, I respect a gent who likes a good egg sauce.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I've only just noticed he's got a peg leg and a glass eye.
Sir, will you still offer me service, gentle Morrows?
Of course, me gentle Miru.
Thank you kindly.
All right, I've got an idea. Why don't you whip it all up and put it on one plate? That way I don't have to carry it out four times.
That would be amazing.
So, we're all in accordance then. It'll be... from evermore, known as
what's
the Curly Whirly Breakfast.
My name?
His name?
Who's asking?
The chef.
Oh, Benedictine.
We'll call it
Eggs Benedict.
Cheers.
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 And scene.
And that's how it happened.
That's gorgeous.
And everyone in New York City had a thick... What is that accent?
That's not one.
English?
That's definitely not an accent. That's a bastardized version.
Yeah.
Do you guys think you could eat a lot of bacon or eggs at one time?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's... The roughest days of the week are the days when you have eggs for two meals or more.
Yeah.
Oh, I know that.
I agree.
Well.
It is
but
not great.
I also love eggs so deeply.
Mm-hmm.
I would never turn my back on them.
Mm-hmm.
But would you rather have, like, 10 eggs or 10 pieces of bacon? Like, I would more easily be able to eat a lot of bacon than eggs. Yeah.
Also, having, like, an enormous omelet is, like, spewing out.
Okay, but stop right there. That's going to stick me right out.
For sure.
I don't know if these are up-to-date stats, but the guy who has, like, the world record of eating eggs, the most eggs, is 141 hard-boiled eggs in 8 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
Ew! I feel like he doesn't chew them. It's just like down the hatch.
Ew. He must just be popping them down the hatch. Yeah. I feel like...
Yoni egg.
It's kind of a yoni egg situation. We just shove it...
Laying the eggs kegels. In one and out the other.
They just come straight out his butt.
Bacon, 181 rashers in 5 minutes. 181 slices of bacon in 5 minutes.
That's the...
Another guy.
Oh, 181?
Okay. That seems less impressive.
I know.
It really does.
I'm not impressed. Okay, let's answer Erica's question.
Yeah, yeah.
It's tough. It's a toughie.
I mean, every chip is a flower. Mm-hmm. And every flower has its curls. Thorn. I feel like the oil vats that the chips go into, industrially, they kind of let the chips do their free clag fly. I think it's like, express your individualism in the oil vat, go in the bag, rejoin the masses.
So that's your explanation.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that was really rude. I think it's a good explanation.
Also, the chips, like, ruffles that are really standardized.
Pressed.
I think what happens is they just shave them. They put a potato in a thing, and it goes, like, and then it comes out, and there's probably 18 of them for one potato. And the little pieces that are not chip enough, not curled and chip enough, ends of the potato that aren't big enough to have, like, modified, I think that goes into, like, a Cavendish Farms frozen hash browns. Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Wow. And the potato industry is all about recycling.
If that's what, there's one thing they're known for, that's what it's all about.
Recycling.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. My thought about the curling of the chips is kind of similar. I feel like when you deep fry something, it sort of like becomes smaller and crinkles up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's called science.
Shrinky dinks.
It's just like a shrinky dink.
Shrinky dinks and science.
Those are the things you put in the oven, right?
Yeah. I think we have to make a decision. I'm stumped.
I know. These are all incredible flavors.
I have a suggestion.
Okay.
Take it or leave it. We have 2 sweet chips, 2 salt chips.
Yeah.
Could we
choose
compare,
a winner from each?
Or just start by doing 2 and 2, because it's going to make the final decision a little easier. Because the four is like overwhelming me right now.
Yeah.
Matcha's so good.
I know.
It's sort of anything else. I think that has something to do with it.
We shouldn't say quaff.
But are we going on, like, I'm not buying, like, this. I'm buying this matcha to go into the movies and watch one movie and enjoy my matcha.
Yeah, I would get, like, bag after bag after bag of the honey ones.
The honey is addictive.
Yeah.
May I reveal my favorite?
Please,
100% honey and butter.
Of the two.
No.
Yeah.
Are you in accordance?
I am.
Me too.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
Wrong against the matcha.
No, matcha's
that
so
was a
good.
Hard choice.
Very hard.
If we're going strictly on...
addictability.
Yeah.
You could easily eat a whole bag.
For sure.
In any context.
So that's our 2 sweeties. Now what about our 2 saltos? Oh, we still have these. Not that the citrus is really salt, but...
I don't think we like the citrus that much.
Honestly, I think the packaging was very deceptive because I think they taste a bit like pork rinds.
Ew!
But I want to give a little F.O. shout out to the weirdness of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Like,
I wonder...
when have you ever had a citrus chip before? That's bold. Oh. There you go.
Thank you. I would recommend all these chips to anyone.
Same.
But to eat again, probably not the essence potato.
After eating all of these chips and then going back to the yuzu, no.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
I'm not even recommending this chip.
Actually, I'm not even recommending it.
To my worst enemy.
Yeah, Eggs Benedict. Wins.
Out of the salt.
Who's that? Who's that?
We have to decide between Eggs Benny and honey and butter. I'm going to take a little deuce gobble. Gobble.
Deuce gobbler.
Sort of erotic watching you sniff.
Are you having this orgasm?
Oh my gosh.
3.
I'm so curious.
2, 1.
Honey. Butter and honey.
And butter.
What did you say?
Butter and honey.
We also butter and honey.
To finish this off.
Cheers.
Okay, what's the song that they have in the Breakfast Club?
Yeah. I don't know if that's a very good sample.
Well, cheers.
It's don't you forget about me.
Don't.
I'm gonna play it though. Okay.
Really?
But that's awkward.
I
I thought we were doing pretty good.
This is not a real commercial.
Oh.
Fooled us.
That's also.
Hey. That's how high budge our podcast is.
Should I fast forward?
Yeah, please.
Give me a crescendo, you know what I mean?
She knows.
Once you get to the spot, you know the spot, the Zorgasm spot.
The Zorgasm spot. Hit the spot! Ew, you were talking about literal scrambled eggs in your underwear.
No, I wasn't!
I never said that!
Cheers, you guys. Cheers.
Cheers, babes.
Don't forget about breakfast. It's the most important meal of the day.
It's true.
No, I know, I just had egg canties and no
Don't forget to wear egg candy. It's the most important.
Every day for breakfast.
Cheers!
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
We are your hosts and producers,
Zoe Robertson
and Sophia Lepage. Our guest today was
Maya.
Woohoo!
She can't use her last name, you know why.
Witness
Protection
Program!
Program!
Thank you so much to our caller, Erica.
Our audio engineer today was
Jody freaking
Tompkins. This podcast was recorded at
Eggplant Pictures and Sound.
And our theme song today was by the lovely,
the handsome, sitting right outside the studio right now for the first time.
Mwah! Fez Galen.
Now, I don't know if you can imagine what that looks like, feels like, or tastes like, but it's wonderful.
That was slightly.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Unfortunate, but also quite funny.